This is HDN.
It's Wednesday with Jamie and Lisa, and today we've taken the show on the road.
Yes, we have ventured all the way to the back deck of the Beaver Bank Bunker.
So it's the Beaver Bank Bunker balcony.
So you too can experience the sounds and the atmosphere that is the greater Beaver Bank downtown area.
Suburban paradise with the dogs here on the Beaver Bank Bunker balcony with us.
Yes.
Barking at the neighbors?
Barking
Do we have neighbors?
At one of the neighbors, yeah. Just about three lots down. Looks like they're trimming some trees over there. I think it might be Stratton who's doing some tree trimming.
All right. Now, if they keep on barking, and if this is too much of a pain in the arse, we may be taking this show back inside before the end of the podcast.
But this is all about doing the show in its natural habitat. Well, speaking of being natural, MLA Joanne Bernard. Gotta say, a big hats off to her. She threw out the first pitch at the Dykes and Divas game, the baseball game at the Canada Games Diamond as part of Pride Week.
Right.
I had no idea that she was the first openly gay MLA in Nova Scotia. She is, she and her partner, and she talks about a recent article.
No, I know what we could do. Mm-hmm. Let's pick out the closeted gay MLAs in Nova Scotia.
That would be more fun, yeah, wouldn't it?
A lot more fun. Let's out a lot of the MLAs in Nova Scotia right now.
But a great article in Metro Halifax where she talks about how it was really a defining moment when she was able to stand up in Province House. I think it was upon the day of her swearing in and introduce her partner. And she said a bunch of the politicians stood up and applauded because they realized that this was history, that this was, you know, the first time that an openly gay politician, MLA, was sitting in the House.
You know what? We have come a long way.
Oh, God, yes. I mean, we still got a long ways to go, but...
On PBS just the other night, they reran the Mark Twain Prize for Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, yes, yes.
And they showed that scene from her show where she came out. Mm. On the show, she was front page of TV Guide. She was, I believe, Time Magazine. It was huge.
Yep.
And I'm just thinking about how far we've come since then. Mm. I mean, that was such news. Now people are coming out, right? I feel like we should come out. I'm feeling like, you know,
you're coming out. You're coming out as a lesbian?
Well, yeah, I think I should. It's like tattoos, though. Do you remember when tattoos were like, ooh, do you see her? She has a tattoo. That's crazy. Or look at that guy. He must be in the Navy. It's got to be an anchor or something that says mom or something that he can make dance if he flexes his bicep. I mean, that's all it was. And now I feel like we're in the minority. The fact that
you and I
do not have a tattoo.
Yeah.
And, you know, there were times when I thought, yeah, I guess I could. Well, now I'm a holdout. Now it's like, no. It's like Dr. Seuss's star-bellied sneeches.
Mm.
Everybody's getting a star put on their belly, and pretty soon I'm going to be the unique one that doesn't have it. I'm a holdout.
You know what? I'm not a huge fan of tattoos. That's just my own personal thing. I don't have anything against them. People who like them a lot, and good on you. But I really think that you should get the John Lennon tattoo.
So you can be the only sneech without a star on his belly.
The only sneech. I'll be the last sneech standing.
That's right. I know. You're trying to sabotage me. Well, yeah, no, I've been thinking about it. Mm. I thought it when I turned 40, I originally thought, I could do that. And then I turned 50, and I thought, maybe when I'm 90, because that way they'd just be able to pull the skin right off my body and do it. You know, it's almost getting to that
point
right now.
Just do it
in
the next room.
But I'm afraid if I got a John Lennon portrait or something, it would morph and turn into something really horrible.
That is the one thing that has kept me back all these years. I envision myself, because it doesn't matter where on my body I get a tattoo, at some point I'm going to be an 80-year-old woman, God willing, with a tattoo.
Well, plus, you and I, you know, we've done the LA weight loss, we've done the blue wave, we've done everything. Our weight goes up and down like a bride's nightgown.
Yeah.
I mean, if we had got a tattoo, it would have changed 100 times by now, both of us.
Exactly.
But if we got it in a spot where only the other one can see, it could be kind of fun.
Nah, I don't think it would make a difference.
Hey, look, honey, John Lennon's looking like
Winston Churchill.
Alfred Hitchcock. Actually, I think that the reason I don't get one is because I'm afraid of anything that's that permanent.
Yeah.
I really am.
Commitment phobic. Problems with commitment.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know what? When I see something that I like and I want to hang on to forever, I go for it. But something about a tattoo is just, it's just so permanent. Yeah. Even if it's like, okay, this is the person I love. It's my, it's the fruit of my loins. So, I mean, they can't take this name away from me. Mm. Let me put on or whatever. What if something tragic happened? Then that would be a constant reminder of how sad you are because that person isn't there. Or I don't know. It's just, I don't like anything permanent.
There's a million different reasons why we haven't gone down that path. Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like St. Pat's High is going to the wrecking ball. Regional Council voted yesterday that they're going to tear down the former high school on Quimple Road. To,
about time.
Well, they
Everybody
tried to give
the
it.
Everybody Queen Elizabeth High is going like, about freaking time. Yeah. I mean, hey, they tore us down instantly. Why is St. Pat's still kicking?
Well, after it finished its life as a high school, it was sort of a secondary learning.
An extended education.
Extended education. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then it's that it ran its course. And what they really wanted to save was the auditorium, because I guess I've never been inside the auditorium, but my understanding is that the acoustics are just out of this world.
Better than the Beaver Bank Bunker balcony?
Well, you know, few can reach those heights. So no groups have expressed any interest in taking over the auditorium or doing anything with it. So city is going to tear the whole thing down, and the Quimple Road development folks say, you know what, let's make it a mixed-use facility. Let's do, you know, retail and residential and maybe some learning spaces as well. No timeline on exactly when the wrecking ball is going to move in, though. Well, imagine my surprise when I went to Seaview Park yesterday afternoon and discovered a sign outside the gate that says, Africville Reunion, no dogs allowed.
Huge. As a matter of fact, put that on the website. Will you put that on the Facebook page, please? The
sure.
picture that you took?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, it turns out it is not closed at this particular time. It will be closed during the Africville Reunion. Which
is when?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And
okay.
That
so
happens
was,
every year.
So this was Tuesday.
Yes.
So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Well, it's good that they're getting a jump on things. A little suggestion for you, though. There are a million and one things to get ready before a reunion. Putting a sign up telling people that they're not allowed in the park, one of the last things you should do, especially if they are allowed during the week leading up to it. That's just insane. That's
yeah.
That was a political move, and it pisses me off.
I didn't know what to do when I pulled up into the parking lot. I looked at the sign, and in fine print underneath it said also, basically, in
all dogs, not allowed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyone who was coming to stay or attend the Africville reunion, not allowed to bring dogs as well.
This is kind of a call to arms to all dog owners that use the park. Maybe you could join us. We're going to head down there Monday with the garbage bag in hand and just clean up the broken glass and the beer caps and the cigarette butts, all of the things that are that are traditionally left after that reunion, so that we can make it habitable once again for our dogs and for our kids to run around, because it's just downright dangerous after that. I just kind of wish that the person that was that vigilant to put up a sign days in advance would stick around days after the event to help clean up, because that's when people seem to disappear.
By the way, the meeting is tonight to get public input on the new off-leash park that is going to replace Seaview. Again, it is 7 o'clock at the Maritime Hall. That's around the back of the Halifax Forum, 7 until 9. Bring your ideas and your input, because that's what the city is looking for.
So two dates. First one is tonight at the Forum. Second one, Monday, sometime during the day. Garbage bag in hand. Just help us clean up, because nobody else seems to be doing it.
Okay. So here's a question for you. Would you pay $44.17 for a steak? This is an uncooked steak. This is just completely in the package at the grocery store.
Wow, how big?
Maybe the size of two decks of cards.
What is it, Kobe beef?
Well, this was for sale at the Superstore on Barrington Street. It is 8-star Wagyu beef, W-A-G-Y-U beef.
Yeah. Well, that's what they've got. President's Choice has a line of burgers made of that as well now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, they've got steaks for sale of that ilk, and $44.17 for that slab of beef. I'm not sure what they have to do to that piece of meat to make it that expensive. I don't know. I mean, you look at the picture of it, and I'll post this on our Facebook page as well, because it's got a lovely marble to it. I don't see any bone. Well, yeah, maybe just a little bit there.
But you know, the weird thing is, it's not grass-fed. It's grain. It's grain and corn-fed beef.
Yeah.
Which does taste really good, but grass-fed is the stuff that you really should be looking for.
Well, at $44.17 for a slab of meat, I would well imagine those cows are massaged daily by topless, bare-breasted wood nymphs.
Wow. For 44 bucks? Sign me up. Hey, something I've noticed.
Yeah?
The price of beef. Is it just me, or has it just gone through the roof?
Yeah.
You go to Costco, and you can buy a slab of pork or chicken or anything like that. You go and look at the beef, and you're paying at least 10 bucks a steak.
Oh, yeah.
At least, and that's just a regular steak. It's not, like, really top grade. Or, of course, a steak at Costco is enough to feed a family of 10 by the time you get it home. It's like the Fred Flintstone when he orders that rack of ribs and just tilts the whole car over. But, no, I've just noticed in the last year, something about the price of beef. Mm. It's just, it can't just be me. Maybe it's the fact that I'm unemployed and now I'm looking at the price. But it's crazy. You know, you want to have a nice barbecue, a nice steak.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have to spend that much.
No, and you know what? It's interesting. Local beef producers, when, you know, they found out about this this wildly expensive $44 slab of beef, they're saying, you know what? You can get the same quality buying local. You buy local grass-fed beef, and it'll be just as tasty.
I know there are very few places that you can actually buy grass-fed beef in town. One of them is right by the Hydrastone Market, right by Starbucks. Haven't been down there, but there's a butcher shop there.
Oh, really?
And they do sell grass-fed beef, so I want to get down there and try it. From what I hear, it brings you right back to your childhood. And there are a lot of people who have never, ever had grass-fed beef in their life because it was about between 10 and 20 years ago that they started force-feeding the cattle corn and stopped them from grazing. You know, they can just lock them up into these feedlots, and they grow so rapidly, and they have to fill them up with all sorts of antibiotics because that's not their natural menu. And because it's not the natural food that they eat, they have to, you know, keep them alive while they're fattening them up. It's really a horrible process. Mm. So if you actually get the grass-fed beef, it's supposed to taste like the 60s, like the way it should taste.
I mean, I don't know about you growing up, but I remember growing up, steak was an incredible, that was a treat.
I grew up in Alberta.
Well, okay, yeah.
Do you know the stories you say about the kids who had lobster sandwiches
at
school? Right. Well, we all have open face prime rib, you know. Au jus, you know, the whole thing. It was like, sorry, I'm poor. Leave me alone.
They would serve that at the school cafeteria 5 days a week.
Porterhouse again.
Oh,
Mom,
God.
Mom, I'm tired of the T-bones. Can I have something boneless, please? we had beef.
Yeah.
Definitely had beef. But the grass-fed beef, this is the one thing I have noticed is if you're making burgers with grass-fed beef, oh, hang on, let's just wait for the plane to go by. Have we mentioned that Beaver Bank is right along the route where all the planes come and land at the airport?
The direct corridor to the airport.
The shipping lane, I guess
we could
call
this.
I have to get down to that butcher shop and get some. Just we'll give you the verdict.
Well, you may or may not know that Jamie and I are huge fans of the show Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
It's coming back. The final season is coming back in September. And Monday, they had the FX 2014 Summer Spectacular in Los Angeles, and they had the creator of the show and some of the stars on hand to discuss what is coming up. Let me throw some names at you, some of the guest stars that are going to have roles in this final season. Courtney Love, Marilyn Manson.
Okay. Both of those I can see. Dave Navarro has already had a role in that show.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Stephen King, David Hasselhoff, they've all been in the show in one respect or another.
What? When was David Hasselhoff in there? Or is that coming up? Hoff?
No, it says previous guest stars. Well, you know what? When I read that, I kind of thought the same thing. I went, did I miss something? Where was David Hasselhoff?
We're going to have to go back.
Yeah, I know. Courtney Love is going to play a teacher. And the creator of the show, Kurt Sutter, is a huge Nirvana fan. So he invited Courtney Love himself to come and perform. Malcolm Jamal Warner from The Cosby Show.
Oh, yeah. You didn't have to tell me what show he's from.
He is going to have a role in this as well. Mm. They don't say exactly what he's going to be doing on the show.
I think he'd be good.
That's going to be great. But anyway, picking up where we left off in September, it's going to be a good one.
Oh, look, our neighbor, Colin, is just about to start mowing his lawn, so I think we're going to have to call this quits. Hey, Colin!
We're getting
Say hi to the podcast.
Hi to the podcast.
There you go. So just before he starts up the lawnmower.
We're getting out while the getting is good.
Yeah, I think we better... So by the sound of the lawnmower in the neighbor's yard, I think it's time to wrap up the podcast and say... We'll be back again Thursday.
Until then.